Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Spell it all out there and put all those three words together and put a .com on the end. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do there as well. Like finding out more about Dr. Nancy Rozanoff, who's our good friend and our longtime Brain Trust member who's with us right now. Nancy is our intuition expert. She's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition and the author of Knowing When It's Right. And she is the world's expert on intuition. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
It's so good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yes.
I've got good intuition about this visit, Nancy.
Okay, you know, what's your intuition saying?
My intuition tells me that you're going to do a great job and wow my audience.
Well, I hope so. You know, what I wanted to talk about is how do we get out of our own way? You know, the interesting thing is whenever we're facing a problem or a situation, you know, a crisis, something is going on that it's not good. It's not what we want it to be. It's not being helpful to our business or to our clients.
The plan isn't happening like we thought it should.
It's not happening. What do we do? And the intuitive approach is realizing that it's really the way we're thinking about it that's the problem. And so that we have to endeavor to be disciplined enough to know how to stop thinking.
What?
Isn't that an interesting thing?
That is an interesting thing. I never thought I'd hear you say that, Nancy.
Well, I know, because we're always, when we're faced with a problem, we try to figure it out. We try to do something. We want to make something.
Well, especially guys, we have to fix this.
Really? We want to make it different than what it is. But what really is the problem is the way we're thinking about it. It's a problem because what's happening is not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think we have to stop and say, you know, the way I've been doing this isn't working, so obviously I need to do it a different way, and you think we focus more on doing it a different way instead of thinking of it a different way?
No, I think that even we have to stop doing at the same time as thinking. Those are all part of the same thing. That's all trying mm-hmm. to fix it.
All right, so how do I get into that zone, though? That sounds
like
a zone I've got to get into. How do I get to that place?
Exactly. Well, have to realize that when people say, get out of the box, get out of thinking in the box, what is the box? The box is a four-sided object, right? So
mm-hmm.
the four sides of that box are, one is the way we're thinking. The other side of the box is what we know, you know, what's known. And the third side of the box is what we want, and the fourth side of the box is what others are expecting of us.
And some of that's baggage, isn't it?
It's all baggage.
Oh.
It's all in the way.
Okay.
It's all baggage. Because it prevents us from responding with an open heart and an open mind to what's actually happening, to the actual moment of what's happening. As soon as we define something as a problem, we are defining it as, this is not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting what I want here. And so if we take that to an extreme, it's if you hear yourself saying that, I'm not getting what I want, all of a sudden you realize you're like a little kid having a tantrum. I'm not getting my candy.
Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. And so we all know that when we're in that state, we're not thinking clearly. We're not able to really respond to what's going on right now.
But it's not easy. Nancy, because
I'm not saying it's easy.
Sometimes,
did you hear me say easy?
Sometimes, Nancy, sometimes those walls, that baggage, those structures that you mentioned, sometimes those are productive things because it helps us to, you know, to know what to expect, and it's good management. They're good management practices. But if we do find ourselves in a position where at a place where things are not moving forward like we want to, We do have to be able to say, you know what, maybe those old walls that have helped me so far, maybe they're outdated. Maybe I've got to get rid of them and I got to think about something new. So but we still need to know, do we need to leave the house, the building, the city? do we need to go stand on our head? Do we need to go get in a tub of water? What do we need to do?
Well, you see, that's the way you're thinking, and that is very male, and it's very much of our culture, which is the only thing that the only thought that you have in your mind is, what do I do about this?
I'm actually glad to hear that that's kind of male thinking, Nancy. I don't mind that at all, really.
That all you're thinking about is, all you can say is, well, what do I do about this?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying is the problem.
All right. So get me into this place. I'm anxious to go. You know,
everything about the way you're thinking about it is operational.
All right.
How do I fix this? How do I get this to be what I want it to be? And what I'm saying is, the intuitive part of our mind really wants to respond to what is. But we cannot respond to what is until we can see what is very clearly for what it is, without the sense of, oh, this is not what I want, or how is this going to get me to what I want, or what are other people telling me to do about this, or what is known about this. Let's try another little exercise real quick.
All right.
Think about, imagine a pile of all the stuff that you know, everything that you know, right? That's a pretty big pile.
Right.
Now I want you to imagine the pile of everything you don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's bigger. That's a lot bigger.
Isn't that a lot bigger?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's a mountain range.
It's infinite. And so our cultural way of thinking is to ignore what's not known.
Mm-hmm.
And to assume that it cannot be known, or that it's not relevant to what's going on. But our intuitive mind recognizes that what's not known is probably the thing that's going to save us and is going to get us through whatever it is that we're getting through.
A friend of mine says that when he is the most successful is when he allows himself to risk what he knows for what he might learn.
Exactly. That's
risk what he knows
very
for
well
what he
said.
Might learn.
And so it's the same thing that I'm saying. It's like to recognize that the mountain of stuff that you don't know is far larger than what you think you know.
And isn't it kind of human nature to be pretty smug about what we know and to act like we don't need to know anything else?
Exactly.
It is our nature to do that, isn't it?
It's in our nature, and that's the self-destructive part of our nature, because mm-hmm. it keeps us contained.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another part of our nature, self-destructive nature, which is to keep everything the same.
Right.
To keep doing what we've always done, or what other people expect us to do, or what's normal.
Stand by, Nancy. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff. Dr. Nancy Rozanoff is the author of Knowing When It's Right. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's the Godfather of Soul.
I feel nice, sugar and spice.
Listen to the wind blow down comes the night.
We're back at 23 after the hour. I'll learn to tell time one of these days, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I have other challenges as well, which I'm sure you know all about. Nancy Rozanoff is our guest, Dr. Nancy Rozanoff. She has no challenges, though, folks, because she is so intuitive. She's got this intuition thing down pat. And of course, she had a little bit of a leg up, being a lady and all.
Man, Jim, that's not right at all. Come on. You know, that's such an excuse.
You've got an advantage. You know,
all know that women are superior to men, but we're not going to. I thought we weren't going to go there.
Now, I didn't say that, Nancy. That's not what I said. Give us your website, Nancy.
Website is www.rozanoff.com. And then my television show has a website. It's thelisteningplace.com.
And, folks, I encourage you to check out her website. I mean, her website, of course, and that's Rozanoff with two Fs. But also her television show. I'm so proud of you, Nancy,
yes.
for what you've done there. And it's on two different cable channels, isn't it?
Yes, it's on the Healthy Living Channel, which is on the Dish Network.
Right.
And it is on American Life Television, which is on different cable networks. Pick it up. It's
right.
on Time Warner.
And it's on what time of day?
Sundays nights at 6:30 and Tuesdays at 7:30.
All right. So check that out, folks. And one of these days I might even get invited to be on that show.
Well, whenever you're in the area, we will do a show.
And by the way, Jim Ballard, our buddy Jim Ballard, is going to be on your show soon, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm going to film it this coming week.
Good deal. Yeah, but Jim's a good guy. He was just on the show. Okay, we're talking about how to...
Get out of the box.
Yeah, and it's kind of a tension between logic and intuition, isn't it, Nancy?
It's a tension, you know, and it's really looking at what is... How do we really respond to the moment in a way that has clarity? I would say we want to transcend the tension between, well, am I going to just sit here and meditate on this situation, or am I going to go do something about it? That I think we're looking to transcend that duality and to see that actually real responsiveness is both things at the same time. It's not trying to fix something to make it the way I want it. And it's not just sitting back and meditating and letting the river flow.
Right.
It's that there's a place where a kind of clarity of responsiveness to what is takes over, and that's the intuitive intelligence. And it's very challenging to talk about it in this way, but it's because doing is always very active, and I'm having it. It's willful. I want it to be the way I want it.
Well, we want to see performance. We want to see production, don't we?
Well, we do. But the challenge is that when we think it has to be the way we want it, you see, that's the challenge of our whole culture. Rather than trusting that there's an intelligence that is connected to the wholeness of all that is, where everything will be taken care of.
So you're saying that I think I hear you saying that many times we ask ourselves questions, but we already believe we know the answer. And you're saying we should be asking ourselves questions and accepting whatever the answer is.
Right. So to staying in the moment and not being narrow-minded or short-sighted about it.
See,
by just focusing on, well, let me just get it the way I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than what's the larger wisdom or what's the greater insight and intelligence that I can also be aware of in this moment.
I saw something written one time, Nancy, about how much inefficiency, how much unproductivity scientists have to deal with, because when they do a research project, they already believe they know how it's going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And that they've already decided how it's going to turn out, and how much research opportunity is lost. I don't remember where I saw this, but I saw it somewhere, and somebody actually had measured what percentage of projects were almost predestined to turn out a certain way, and that only a minority of the time do researchers actually find something that they and accept something they didn't expect to find.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So
and
it's,
I think
it's,
we
it's
we
really
know
a
that
strong
that,
human
that,
nature, isn't it?
It is. And so then I guess the question, so why does someone fail in business? If what we want is to succeed, what are the forces that are at work then that have things not work out?
Mm-hmm.
That there must be some thought that we're not even aware of, that's unconscious.
Well, I think it's part of the educational structure, and to some degree, you know, if I didn't have really, really cool people like you on the show, Nancy, somebody could blame us for being part of that, because we talk a lot about fundamentals on this show.
Yes.
We talk a lot about the walls that you talked about earlier, the
mm-hmm.
things that actually are useful, but we also talk about getting out of that, outside of those walls, but I do think perhaps the educational process, I wonder in colleges, all the entrepreneurial things that are being taught right now in colleges, I wonder if they're spending much time talking about intuition, Nancy.
Well, I think more and more they are. There's a lot more openness about it now.
Right.
I think, but there is this, like you said, this tension, there, because there's this misunderstanding that intuition means flakiness or kind of sitting back and letting the river flow.
Right. I think intuition is wisdom and work clothes.
Yeah, it really is recognizing, well, what really is going on here. It's asking even more deeply fundamental questions, not like how can we structure this to get what we want.
Right.
It's asking, well, what is going on here, and how do we respond to it with intelligence and with love?
Nancy, well said. That's a good last word. Thank you for being here. The website is rosanoff.com. That's two F's. And give us the television website, too.
It's thelisteningplacealwrittenout.com.
Thank you, Nancy, for being here. We'll see you next time.
All right,
Dr.
Jim.
Dr. Nancy Rosanoff. The book is called Knowing When It's Right, wherever books are.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.